I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This would be a Marconi winning show if we could talk about what we talk about during the commercial.
Sometimes, let me just tell you guys, sometimes you don't want to know how the sausage is made.
And then when you find out, you don't ever want to eat sausage again.
You find out and you go, ugh, I hate sausage. Just feed me the sausage without telling me anything about it. You know what I mean?
That's a nice drop.
Now, Don, are you studied up on all the numbers on the Capitals? Because you're doing play-by-play on game three and four.
Yeah, well, what I did in the two games that I was at.
You did it play-by-play in
my
head?
Yeah.
What? Any out loud?
No, I contrary to popular belief, I don't read with my lips moving. I mean, I could do things in my head.
I'll write all the numbers down for the Capitals.
That worked. That
Did
worked
you do out. That? You already have this?
I have not done my board yet.
Why not?
Well, there's tomorrow.
When are you leaving?
Friday morning. I've got a train at 8:56.
So you'll be doing the show from D.C.?
Yes. Because I can
situation
do the games
room?
Right after.
Oh, okay.
Friday, Sunday. So I just have the day off Saturday in D.C.
Do you think the Capitals found something in that grinded kind of physical style that they can actually win a game?
No, they scored on a power play.
Right.
You know, 5-on-5, the Rangers are in great shape. I think they outplayed them, outchanced them, but on the power play,
but
they
the
gave up a couple of power
big.
Play goals.
The shorty
that was big.
Yeah.
That was huge.
That's shorthanded goal, Peter.
Brother. He knows.
Wait, I'm just telling
what was the term you said?
Shorty.
Yeah, unlike baseball terms, it at least makes sense. It's not necessary, but I get it.
What baseball term doesn't make sense to you?
There's just so many
ups.
What
ups? Oh,
it does make sense. He stood up four times.
But it doesn't make sense
to say it bad.
Why does shorty make sense? Why shorty okay?
Because it's just shortening a word. It's just it's shorthanded goal, which is a long phrase.
Ups is shorthanded for he got up and down a couple of times.
It's just unnecessary. There's another one. What was the? Well, I started hearing the last couple of years, the pitching lanes.
Yeah, that's big.
That came up out of
quadrants,
nowhere.
That was always a big lighter thing, which was fine.
Quadrants?
Yeah.
For the pitches?
For like the strike zone locations.
So
the
did
different
you see,
quadrants.
About this, after the show yesterday, Jet sent out a thing on social media. Thank you, Zach Wilson.
That's something you do.
But I know, but for what? For that, embarrassing our franchise?
By the way, that's one you might as well just lay off. I'm sorry.
But you got to do it. Because
why?
They do it for everybody.
Why?
If you're 5 minutes,
no,
they say goodbye.
No, he did nothing for them. There's nothing to thank you. It's like if you came to my house and you lost your mind because you drank too much and you smashed every lamp in there.
But that's
and
not
I sent you a
happened.
Thank you note for coming.
But that's not what happened.
Is he deserving of a thank you, Zach?
No.
Don't be a nice guy.
No.
Okay.
So just don't do it.
But
don't
be
a loser.
But when you do it for every Tom, Dick, and Harry that ever played for the Jets for 30 seconds, it would look really bad form if you didn't do it for your second overall pick.
But you know what looked like
that you bent
really
over
bad?
Backwards to keep.
But you know what didn't look good? The way he performed.
But there is responsible for that.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
Listen, I don't think
Zach's a very good quarterback. Zach might be the one guy, no matter who he drafted, he wasn't going to work out. Because I don't think he had... I'm not going to say he's not an intelligent person. I think he is, but his football acumen was not very good. He made poor decisions. It never really worked out. So I think both sides are culpable in what turned out to be the wrong pick. But you can have a guy that was here for 5 minutes and I'll say thank you. It's like the videos, Michael. If you don't do it, it looks really
but
petty.
But it cheapens the ones that matter.
I agree with Michael. I got to tell you.
Well, the
team social
media. The horse is out of the barn.
Team social medias in general are like so annoyingly cute and stupid. It's unbearable. And they all do the same thing. So, like, with all due respect to the Jets, I reached out, and I'm sure Jared put in the word. I reached out and said, the Jets should say something when Mr. C passed away. I was like, everyone knows he was such a fan, and he's a New York legend who went to games and was an hour. They never posted anything. Meanwhile, they post an obligatory happy Passover, happy this, happy thing. Every generic thing that every team does, they all do. But when there's something meaningful you could do, that's something specific about someone who outwardly loved your team, do they really do it? And I'm not saying just the Jets. All teams. They don't really do it. They all do the same generic nonsense. And to Michael's point, this is generic nonsense. You putting up a thank you, Zach Wilson, completely ruins it when you do the next one for a player who may not be that famous, but really worked hard and was a good part of the team. Why do you need to do it?
I don't think you're wrong, but I think that the horse is out of the barn. What you're saying should have happened years ago. We're just going to save it for special people, people that were here for a long time that contributed to the franchise. But because you do it for everyone, it's ridiculous. You know, so I guess now that you've done it for everyone, how do you not do it for Zach Wilson and Matt and make it look like you're not kicking him as he goes out the door?
Thank you, Zach. Thank you for literally disappointing us over and over. Thank you for the seasons where we could have made the playoffs had it not been for you. You were so inept. I mean,
thank you for being so bad that we had to get Aaron Rodgers, who's been nothing but
also bad in different ways.
But here's the thing. If we had Joe Douglas on next, what do you think he'd say about Zach Wilson?
He was great. He really did a great job for us.
So why does the social media have to stray from what the organization is saying? So why wouldn't you thank him if that's exactly what Joe Douglas would say if we had him on?
But what are they thanking him for?
And does it ever irritate you guys in general that pro sports has basically become like politics? Like everything's a lie?
I think everything in the world now is a lie.
But why does everything in sports have to be so serious? Is it because there's just that much money involved?
Yep.
Because everyone's paid so much money that everything has to be so
scrutinized. But the poor social media person probably makes 40 grand a year.
Well, and by the way, you can tell. Yeah. I'm sorry. I know that they now have people who have these jobs and it's their full-time job, but I can tell by the tone they're still all kids because that's all they trust to do social media. The tone is very 25-year-old who's never done anything. Of all these teams. It drives me nuts.
But it's just that political correctness where everything has got to be, you know, nice. The players are sensitive. Let's face it. If you do that and then you disrespect Zach Wilson, you don't think players will notice? Oh, they thank everybody, but they didn't thank Zach Wilson?
No. I'm not saying send out a placard to this. Get lost. You stink. Don't address it.
But these are guys that
scrubbed. Did the Yankees send out thank you, Jacoby Ellsbury? No.
But that was also before, I think, things are different. I think that I bet you they would now.
Football's the worst one,
though. Thank you, Jacoby Ellsbury?
I don't know. Football's the worst one. I think football's the most generic and stupid. Am I paying attention?
Mets up 6-0 there?
Yeah, it's a nice six spot.
Sure they are.
6-0, yeah.
How you like that?
So they are going to go 3-3 on the West Coast trip.
How do you not take it? I understand they won the first two, but you went out west and you won one series, lost a series, but you went 3-3. I think you have to take that. I don't care how good you are or how good the teams you're playing are. That's a tough trip in April to make. And to keep your head above water, playing without Alvarez, basically, right? When did they lose him?
In the Dodgers.
The
second game of the Dodgers.
Yeah, second game of the Dodgers. So that's not nothing. So that's a great trip. Terrific trip.
In the middle of Diamond Notes, brought to you by London Jewelers. And we'll repeat what we said earlier, that the Mets, maybe they caught a break. I thought at the time maybe they didn't catch a break. Blake Snell was put on the IL for the Giants with an abductor injury. So he could be out for a bit. And yeah, Don, you know how I hate this. You've been together 22 years with me. Hate to pat myself on the back. Why would you have signed anybody that missed an entire spring training? Why? Didn't make sense. And it was working out. No, he's not working out pitching against major league hitters. He's not. Under the watchful eye of a major league staff, he's not. He's not. There's no way he's going to come into this season in the same shape as if he had spent the entire spring training. Once it hit, and I said it at the time, so I'm not being Monday morning quarterback here. Once it hit the halfway point of spring training, thanks for the effort. We're not signing you. But Giants thought they got a bargain. Mets thought they got a bargain with J.D. Martinez. He might be back this weekend.
Right.
I guess the Cubs, literally did get a bargain on Bellinger. But you know what? He's off to a terrible start. Terrible.
But
the only one who's pitched well is Jordan Montgomery. Pitched one six-inning. I think he gave up one run, four hits.
But hitters are different. But pitchers, it's a totally different ballgame. That's why they open spring training as early as they do to get the pitchers ramped up. All right, so Martinez had a bit of a setback because of the back, but he had a bad back last year. But eventually, if he's here in May, Michael, he's going to have a major contribution. But Snell, you know, misses how many weeks? Poor in his first two, three outings. Now he's on the IL. I mean, he's giving you nothing.
No. It's $25 million wasted dollars.
Yeah.
That's Diamond Notes brought to you by London Jewelers. Visit London Jewelers today in any of their seven locations, including the Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Shining Wizards, Kevin, little salty lately.
And what's that? Oh, yeah,
what now?
After me yesterday.
He just sent out an X. I always thought ups was short for up for grabs.
No, that's not funny. That's being funny. No. Wow, Michael's very sensitive about the up for grabs.
You could be salty and funny at the same time.
Yeah, funny.
What was salty about that?
Yeah, he's like saying, you know what, let's bring it back again.
But that's funny.
Let's make fun of Michael.
Oh, see, so it's about, okay. See, Don, you're taking the side of that, Don? That is that salty?
No, it's both. I mean, I got no problem with it.
How salty? He wasn't, he's bringing up something funny from yesterday.
All right, so let me get to something in your comfort zone here. So they're going to merge PGA and LIV. They're giving Tiger Woods $100 million.
Yeah, well, I thought they found it. They already gave it to him.
Will receive. Up to $100 million in equity, part of the newly created for-profit PGA Tour Enterprises. McIlroy's getting $50,000.
$50 million,
I'm sorry. So, here's my point. Boy, did they get rooked. They're still in bed with the LIV guys, because LIV is part of this. If they would have taken Tiger the billion and Rory the $750 million, how much better off would they be? They're still sleeping in bed with people they didn't want to be in bed with.
Well, I wonder what else there is to it, right? Because the only difference would be if Liv had gotten Tiger and Rory, would Liv have felt the need to go into business with PGA yet?
Doesn't matter, because they're in bed with the PGA now. These guys are in bed with people that they were repulsed by. And they got rooked.
Well, no. Either way, that's what I'm saying. Unless there's some money that's going to them that we don't know about, they did get rooked. But it's such a win for the LIV people, right?
Yeah.
Because if LIV would
have... It's like the AFL merging with the NFL.
They would have forked over all this money. Yeah, it's
Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas getting $30 million. I mean, you can't sneeze at that money. But if Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth went to LIV, they would have got $500 million.
Or close to it.
So how is that equity for them? It's an embarrassment. They should refuse to play for this consortium.
What's Scottie Scheffler getting?
I don't know. Win after win after win.
He's the hottest in the game. No one hotter than Scottie Scheff. Do you know that... Do you want to get angry, Kay?
Yeah.
Do you know that Ballard...
He never calls me Kay.
Do you know that Ballard told me that given... He was talking about Scottie Scheffler shooting another 63.
Right.
And he said, given the choice between getting to have a threesome with the two hottest women on the planet,
okay,
of your choice.
I got them.
Right. So Halle Berry and Penelope Cruz were the examples he used. But whoever you want, whoever your choices are.
Can you imagine poor Halle and Penelope having to deal with Ballard?
They walk in and they go, who's the guy? And they go, it's Ballard. Oh
go ahead.
He's wearing a Don Mikowski jersey.
With like a gravy stain on it.
Yeah. Given the choice of a threesome with the two hottest women on the planet,
mm-hmm,
or one day to get to shoot a 63 as a golfer, he would take the 63 as a golfer.
Well, I can understand it because he would completely fumble the threesome. He couldn't handle it.
So because it would be a botch job, you might as well just go with the 63.
Right, 63, which will be with him forever. And the botch job would be with him forever, but in a negative way.
Now, see, I when this came through to my phone the other day, first of all, it was very awkward because I was driving with Natalie.
Minding your own business.
Minding my own business, yeah. And it pops up on my Apple CarPlay.
So Natalie sees
it. I listened to it.
Right.
So it's Siri going, if you had the choice for a threesome with the two hottest women, I would, and I'm like listening to this whole thing, I go, I don't know why I'm getting this text message, but I thought about it. I said it was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I would 100% take the threesome with the two hottest women on the planet rather than shoot a 60.
Does he like golf?
He loves golf, and he's not a great player. So I relate to that feeling of wanting to be good. But what does being good for one day do? Yeah, it would feel really good.
But what does a threesome for one day do?
Oh, that's a lifetime of memory.
Don, maybe he thinks a 63 is a lifetime of memory.
Well, like I said to people,
I wouldn't.
I have more use for the threesome memory.
Now, I'm a little concerned about one thing. If you're in the car with Natalie, and I send you the many pictures I send you of somebody,
well, it wouldn't
what
does
Apple Play...
Apple Play
Shapely,
would just...
Shapely, golfer.
No, it would just go... It would go something like...
HTTP.
You received a link from Michael. That's all it would say.
And she'd say, what is that?
No, she would already know what it was. Because she's seen my phone before.
She gets it. What I said to Peter when he brought it to my attention yesterday is that everything that we pretty much do in life is for the memory... And the story. Because in the moment, it's fleeting, right? It lasts forever long. It lasts not very, but what's great about it is that you have a story for life and you have that memory. So the threesome, I would think if you're at a party, you're going to gather around the guy with the threesome than the guy that shot a 63. And if I'm at a party where everybody's gathered around the guy that shot the 63,
I'm good.
You don't
want to be at the party.
And now, also, if I'm 67 years old, yeah, but you could tell
the 63 story in mixed company. You can't tell the threesome story.
That was the one thing I said to Don. I said, you might have to keep that story to yourself, though, for the most part. Whereas the 63, all your friends, my friend, I was there. He shot a 63.
Right.
But I'm sorry.
I'm trying to relate it because we're not golf guys. But are you a bowling guy, Michael?
I like bowling. I'm not good at it.
Right. But
I enjoy a good bowling.
But I guess the equivalent would be a 300.
But it's not an equivalent. Can I just explain why real quick? Because
I think it's harder.
It may be, but you don't like bowling the way guys who play a lot of golf like golf. In other words, bowling doesn't put you in a bad mood. People who go out and play golf are angry because they play bad. They dream of playing well. And when they hit a great shot, it's like a high. You don't get that high when you roll a stroke.
Would the answer for him have been the same if it was a 69? Shoot a 69?
Really? Why didn't I say what I said earlier?
Today's off the rails. 100%. This is like the show being hosted by Barton.
I just want to say he wants to hang on the rim for that. I had that, and I was like, I'm not going to say it.
You're not going to be
because it's
guy.
Not appropriate.
No, you're better than
as
that.
As long as there's a double entendre, it's appropriate. Appropriate. More guys that held out news. Cubs outfielder Cody Bellinger has a fractured right rib. I'm not laughing. Has been placed on the 10-day injured list. Manager Craig Counsell told 670
it's going
the
great.
Score today.
But that's not because
that's
he held
not
out.
Because
I'm
he held
by
out.
A pitch, right?
I don't
assuming.
Know. I don't know. Lot, we really unpacked a lot.
So much.
Well, I've got like at least 7 tweets with people telling the same joke Michael did before he said it. So either Michael stole it or everybody
else.
But I'm not. I'm just saying either that or you were of like mind. What you said was not that creative.
No.
But you just showed guts.
It's childish and gutsy.
Gutsy, yes.
Let's go to Anthony in the car. Anthony.
It was Gutler's.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Great. What's up, Ant?
Nothing. I completely agree with Ballard on this 63 thing.
You'd rather it's the 63?
Like, yeah. Oh, I'd rather the 63 over anything.
Well, that's
over anything?
You're a very boring man.
I shot 75 yesterday and I was upset.
Wait, by the way, hold on. This is even dumber. You're already good enough at golf that you're shooting a 75 and you'd give up a Salma Hayek Halle Berry threesome to just get 12 strokes better?
The 63 leads to it all, Peter.
No,
it's
not. It's a 1 day 63. That's it. You're not getting. It doesn't mean you start shooting 63s. You get a 1 day. You're Scottie Scheffler for 1 day.
It's not even a question. No, it's not even. It's not even a debate. Give me 63.
That's a shame for you. You're just a boring guy.
That's so sad.
Anthony, how about that?
You are. Hold on.
You don't appreciate women.
What's your record?
You're asexual.
What's your course record, sir?
Like the best that I've shot.
The best you've ever shot.
Michael's going to giggle, but it's a 69.
You've already shot well.
This is just weird.
And you,
Peter, I'm the one that I'm invited you to Trump Links now. Bally's.
Well,
I mean, I've been DMing you.
The way, all the more reason I can't play with you. You're on a different level, man. It's crazy. You're shooting that.
So, Anthony, let me ask you: like, if you had the choice of the two most beautiful women that you love, who would they be?
Yeah, who would you even? That's the problem.
Yeah,
maybe he doesn't know what to do.
Is it Ruth Buzzy?
Who is it?
Outside of my wife?
Yeah.
I'll take Sydney Sweeney.
Okay. Good choice.
Good choice, sure. Very current.
And Sloan from Entourage. What's her name?
Oh.
Oh, okay. So you, Sloan and Sidney Sweeney, and you'd rather have the 63.
You'd rather improve by 6 strokes. That's it.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Oh, 100%.
You know what? You know. Thank you for the call, Anthony. You know what this is going to do, though? The problem is I today's topic, because I think a lot of golf people are going to agree.
Can you give him the number for BetterHelp?
I know. I think a lot of golf people are going to agree. The problem here, Anthony, is this is going to create an even bigger disconnect between Don, Michael, and the golfing community. It's going to be even worse than it was before.
That's the problem you see.
Yeah. That's the only problem I see.
Anthony is living and dying with every little remark we make.
I know.
His fingers on the dump button. It's like,
we're fine.
Let's go to Sharky in Suffern. Sharky.
Hey, good afternoon, boys.
How you doing?
These 63 guys are good. These 63 guys are out of their mind.
There you go, Sean.
Thank you. Thank you.
But anyway, I wanted to, mainly for you, Don. Don, I'm not a Ranger fan by any means, but I'm a big hockey fan. And I went, once the Stanley Cup playoffs come around, of course, you know as well as I do, you can't get enough of it. But I was coming home in my car last night, and I turned on the game. The first period had just ended in the Ranger game. I'm in my car. I'm on my radio. You come on and do the intermission report. You were amazing. I listened to the second period. Well, you were amazing, Don. And so was the young lady who did the player interview there, too.
Michelle
Jingles. I listened to the whole second period. Yeah, I don't know who she was, because, like I said, I very rarely listen to the radio, a hockey game on the radio. Then I listened to the whole second period. And I listened to the in-between second and third. You're amazing again. The young lady is amazing again, too. But Dave, of course, Kenny is great. Dave Maloney was so bad. He was such a crybaby homer. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked.
What was he crying about?
And then when I got home, he was crying about every little penalty and every little thing. Like if the Rangers made some sort of little mistake, he's like, oh, no. It was very very painful to listen to.
No. I can't let you say that about my guy.
Do you remember, Don? Peter, I'm not even going to ask. There was one thing that Don Rickles failed at in his career was making it work on TV. And the closest he ever came was a show called CPO Sharky.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes. Sharky.
You do.
I mean, I
you remember too?
No. I read his book. I mean, that was off the air. I think I was very, very young.
I think it was 2 years. I think it lasted maybe.
Yeah, he just could not get anything to work on television. He tried so hard. But good thing, at the end of his career, though, he was great in Casino.
Yep.
You know, he made his acting work, but he just could not make sitcoms work. But I was thinking the same. Whenever I hear Sharky, I think of that.
Did you see May 5th live on Netflix, Tom Brady roast?
No.
Yeah.
Live on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's fun. Who's doing it?
Jeff Ross, Kevin Hart. You know, the usual
regular
roasters.
Regular guys. So,
but he's strutting down, you know, in the ad, he's strutting down. He goes, I'm unroastable. He says, try your best. It's very, very.
I think he'll succeed.
They will. He's fun in that way.
Yeah, like he's got a good way about
it. I mean, I'm curious to see how he handles it when we get to it, but he's generally pretty good at that. So, Michael, it's not the LIV deal that's done, though. The deal that we're hearing about is the Fenway Sports Group deal with the PGA Tour. Isn't that what's happening? The PGA fund is, apparently it's, according to Forbes, Fenway Sports Group lands $3 billion deal with PGA Tour, boosting John Henry's sports empire.
Yeah, but LIV is going to be involved in all that.
Yeah, I just wonder what the details of it are. I guess the LIV part isn't complete yet. The agreement gives nearly 200 PGA Tour players the opportunity to receive more than $1.5 billion in equity collectively in PGA Tour enterprises. The Strategic Sports Group, a consortium of professional sports owners controlled by Henry's Fenway Sports.
And Steve Cohen and Arthur Blank.
Agreed to acquire a minority share in the PGA Tour. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, maybe. Then what's going to happen with LIV? LIV is failing. They don't get any television ratings.
You'd have to think they're trying to get in also. I mean, how much money can be... It's crazy how much money there is in golf.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it, though.
Even though I love it.
Yeah, like, it's got to all be from TV money. What are people paying to get into golf tournaments?
I know. I mean, like, I was watching the Masters, and even the Masters, which I would like to go to once. That would be a cool experience for sure. I'm watching the people just sitting on a lawn chair at 17, packed in like sardines. Yeah. I'm like... This doesn't seem, it's not, I've been to many golf events and I enjoy it, but enough that there's this much money. And if you don't have a Tiger Woods, are people are really going to, that many people are turning on the TV to watch Scottie Scheffler every week?
You know what would push the PGA over the top? if Ballard was a great golfer. He would draw in the crowds.
You know what? You're right.
Yep. Don, BetMGM, tell us about it.
Hey, baseball fans. Go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets. Fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for a chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all of the home run betting options you could use. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards or non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you see this? J.J. Redick, did you see the story?
I did not. I know where you're going.
No.
According to Sham Sharania, he is a serious candidate for the Hornets head coaching position and could land another interview, according to Shams. What is it? Is that job on ESPN ABC? Is that like a cursed job or a blessed job?
No, I mean, there are these jobs that broadcasters dream of, and I'm sorry if this sounds like I have some resentment towards ex-athletes, but I do. And the ex-athletes and coaches get offered these jobs, and they're just like a backup thing to do until you could get something better. And maybe JJ has no interest, so I don't want to speak for the man.
No, he had interviewed for a head coaching job before.
Right.
But so, how would you hire him without, I mean,
it just
he
happened.
Took the job now, right? Is he not doing the finals for them?
No. Well, if he
really?
Got the job.
If he got the job, you want the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets to be doing the league game in the NBA Finals?
Well, wouldn't you just have him finish it out and then they announce that he got the job after the season ends?
No, they'll announce he got the job way before that.
Why, though? If they really wanted him, why wouldn't they be willing to wait?
Yeah, you could wait.
Now, I still think it's a bad look on account of ESPN just got burned by Doc Rivers badly. Then they go and fill his job with someone who then does the same thing. That wouldn't be ideal.
There has to be guys that finished out their TV, then you knew that they were going to get a job when it was over. No, I can't think of one off the top of my head. But and you've had, you know, A-Rod and with affiliations with the Yankees and
he wasn't the manager of the Yankees.
And was he the main person doing commentary for.
Yeah, but it's a team that's out of the playoffs.
Well, he was the main guy on Sunday Night Baseball.
They're not the same though.
No,
guy calling every playoff game.
I would not that I'm going to be in management at ESPN, But if I'm going to hire anybody to be one of the big guys, you've got to give me a four-year commitment where you're not taking a coaching job. I'm sorry. This is a great job we're giving you. And if you accept this job, 4 years, you're out. You cannot get a head coaching job. We need at least a four-year deal.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's very odd.
But when you want somebody bad enough, I guess, none of these, if they want to be a coach, they're not going to sign.
Yeah, but if you want somebody bad enough and you're only going to get them for half a year, what good is it?
But all of these former players are going to have, no offense to the television, it's dream jobs for us, but I think for a lot of these players, they want to get back into the game somehow.
But you know what? Then you need a John Madden who said, I'm done with coaching.
But that's what you have to find. There's not many.
Well, Troy Aikman doesn't want to coach.
No, well, you might find the rarity, but I think a lot of these guys, they want to be able to keep their... It happens all the time, Michael. All of these former coaches all want to get back into the game somehow, but they want to get paid until they find the job, so they go to television. It happens all the time.
Did you see P.K. Subban running around the studio? He will not touch the Stanley Cup?
No, a lot of people feel that way.
But he's not playing anymore. What difference does it make? Messier is running after him with the Stanley Cup.
Because he's never won it.
Okay. He's never going to win it because he's never going to play it.
But that's the principle that he respects it too much to touch it.
I think that's the thing.
You're
not a player. It's a really bad look for someone that never won it and wanted to win it to touch it. I get the player going, you know what? One of the great things about winning the cup is that now I'm in that reserve company. If I could just work in the media and grab the Stanley Cup... he's still a player at heart. He didn't win it. He doesn't think he deserves to touch it. I respect that.
Me too.
Do you know, I was talking to Dan Shulman, the brilliant play-by-play guy for the Blue Jays.
Sure.
He said that in 2 years, if the Toronto Maple Leafs don't win the Stanley Cup, their name will be off the cup. That level, last time they won the cup, will come off.
Yeah, 67.
They will not even be represented on the cup.
It is crazy. But they've got... I guess a puncher's chance to do it. They won game two against Boston.
I was in a car service from Pearson to Rogers Center, and the guy said, yeah, I'm a big Edmonton Oilers fan. And I said, but you live in Toronto. You're from Toronto? He goes, yeah. I said, well, why? He goes, Maple Leafs stink. You know how many times they've broken everybody's heart? He said, nobody roots for them. They stink. So...
Well, 67, it's the Yankees up there. I mean, everybody, they're a national team, but they just, 67. Stemmer was on that team. Pete Stemkowski was on the 66-67 team. That was the last Stanley Cup of the original six era, because the next year they expanded.
Let's go to...
And Stemmer's 80 now, so that tells you everything you need to know.
Dan in Bridgewater.
Hi, Dan.
There's something wrong with my screen. Something keeps flashing on here. It says infinity.
Yeah, something's going on. Disrespectful.
Yeah. What's up, Dan?
So when you guys were talking about the 300 game for bowling, Peter said, I don't think people who are into bowling will let it ruin their day if they don't get a 300. I think they would. Because I'm in a bowling league. This is my second season in what I would consider a real bowling league.
Oh, well, you're in a league, though. That's different. No, but I was comparing it to Don and the way he bowls.
I will say this, Dan. See if you can relate to this. I love to bowl, but and I've been in leagues, but I haven't done it in a really long time. But there was a time I was doing one of those midnight bowling, free game if you get the strike with the gold, head pin and all that. I'm drinking, having a good time, disco balls going. And I started with 7 consecutive strikes.
Wow.
Going to the 8th frame, my knees were knocking. I was really legitimate. Because you're like, this could happen. So even recreationally, Dan, I think 300 would be pretty special.
What'd you end up bowling that day?
230? I think it was a 224 was what I finished.
So you really, and I was really wet the bed after that.
Dan will tell you, one open frame will kill you.
Yeah, it makes a big difference.
So Dan, I agree with you in the case of someone like you. What I meant, though, is if you're someone who casually...
Well, not me. No, I can't speak for myself, because I would still take the threesome, but...
Oh, thank you. Of course. You wouldn't, because you're a good person.
You're there. You see the sun.
Right.
You shade the eyes. Because,
you're a man of God.
Yeah. Listen, I don't want to be sacrilegious, but even God would take the threesome.
What? That's being sacrilegious.
No.
God created these women, and he wants them to appreciate it.
If there's a God, when you got there and you're the one who chose the 63, he'd go, really? Really?
I'm not ultra religious, but I think if there's one thing God didn't create, it was golf.
Now, I've always wondered about one thing, and you're going to laugh at me, Peter, but I think Don, because he looks a little like Fred Flintstone, would understand.
Mm-hmm. Come on, really?
You have that little bit of...
He's lifting up his shirt again.
Well, Fred's not fat.
He didn't mean fat.
Fred's not fat.
No,
I don't think Fred's fat.
No, he's just
Fred's
burly.
Morbidly obese.
No, he's not. He would crush Wilmer if he was morbidly obese.
Yeah, he doesn't. No, he's not morbidly obese.
He's not
did
at
you
all.
Say Wilmer?
Wilma.
he did. Wilmer Valderrama.
Here's what I don't get. I don't understand why bowling is not super popular. It's the most fun thing to do with people. I don't get it. Why it has never exploded.
Well, because watching it is not incredibly appealing.
But golf is?
Participating. Wait, watching golf is great?
But there's no different... There aren't that many different shots in bowling. You watch strikes. They all look the same. It's not the same as golf. Golf, you're seeing so many different ways of playing the game.
Yeah, but anybody could bowl. Not anybody could golf. And bowling is very affordable. I don't understand why it's not more popular.
Do you mean more popular like people should be playing it more?
Yes,
like why isn't it jammed?
Why isn't it jammed? Why aren't everybody in bowling leagues? It's a blast.
I mean, I think bowling alleys do well. They stay in business.
What if they put azaleas around the bowling alley? Would that get people excited?
And fake birds.
Yeah.
And you get Jim Nantz involved?
I think bowling is just, it's fun. It's
I love
social.
Bowling. Listen, you don't have to convince me. I think as far as social activities go, I put bowling high on the list. A lot of fun.
Darts, too.
If Jody and I ever renew our vows, we're going to do it in a bowling
alley. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's nice.
Let's go to Nick in Ringwood. Nick.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
See, the way the show is going, you thought we'd talk about bowling, and I would talk about the fun of sticking your fingers in random holes, but I didn't even go there.
Let's go to John in Ithaca. John?
Hi, John.
Hey, hello. Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
There.
What's there going he is. On? How you doing, pal?
Love your show since it first started. Been blessed being a Yankee fan since the mid-60s. Visited all three stadiums, so I feel blessed in that matter.
Good. What's up?
The my question is for you. Any idea, timeline, when John Sterling might get his plaque in Monument Park?
I have no idea. I'm not privy to that information. I have absolutely no indication one way or the other if or when it's going to happen.
But is Mel Allen in there?
Yep.
Then John would deserve it. I was like, because
Bob Shepard's in there, too.
Well, Bob Shepard has to be in there. My God.
Well, Mel Allen is the first voice of the Yankees. Of course he has to be in there.
But if... I don't know if John would go in over Mel Allen. That's why I want to see if Mel Allen.
No,
was
Mel.
In.
Mel
yeah.
Fan.
So then I would have no problem with him with plaque. But if they didn't have that, then I don't know if John should be the first. But
no, he's in. Yeah. Mel's in. Okay. Anthony Greek, I learn something new about him every day. He said his dad owns a bowling alley in Fairfield. Busy every night. It's Nutmeg Bowl. 56 lanes, leagues every night, packed every night.
That's what I'm saying. Bowling does well. You don't have to feel bad for bowling.
I do, though.
You shouldn't. They're doing just fine.
Because you should be king. We should be talking about bowling the way we talk about golf. Like, if there's a Masters of bowling, I would be all in on talking about that.
Right.
People practicing their throw at the coffee maker, right? Like, they're sitting there at the water cooler.
Like the way
instead of practicing their swing, that bowling should be king. Really, if this country was worth anything.
O'Neill should have been practicing his bowling release while he was in right field.
Right, instead of the
they
golf
They should
swing.
Say, like, after a team's eliminated from the playoffs, now you go bowling! Hope you enjoy bowling!
Johnny Carson should have done bowling instead of the golf swing at the end of his monologue.
I could really explain why it won't work that way.
Why?
But... Because the game itself doesn't have enough...
Toolboxes. Nerdiness.
There's not enough to it. No, you don't watch it. It's on TV. You don't watch it. You don't
because
watch it.
Should.
Because it's strike after strike after strike
listen,
after strike.
I used to
spare.
Watch... Honestly,
strike,
when I was a
strike,
kid...
Strike, spare.
I was
all right, so birdie,
yeah.
Eagle.
But it's not. But you know golf has
like
way
a
more
tradition
than that.
Like any other. No, it doesn't have anything.
I would love gymnastics and bowling.
And you know what? I used to watch when I was a kid. I'd watch bowling for dollars.
Wow. Bob Murphy vehicle. It was great.
You don't watch it now, though, do you?
It's not on.
It's not on.
Golf's on TV.
No, I'm talking bowling for dollars.
I mean, bowling's on TV.
Once in a while.
When? If it is, I'll watch. I'll TVR tonight.
It pops up on the Ocho.
Let's go to Brody in New Jersey. Brody.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, listen, Brody.
You guys won't go with the best friend for $750 million, but you're going right into the threesome.
Oh, Brody, that is the point guard.
There's no marriage involved.
Absolutely.
No.
No marriage involved.
Well, that you didn't say that. You just said a threesome with somebody.
It has nothing. There's no, because we're having fun. We're not going.
No, I was having fun too. It wasn't a deposition.
But no, but you're. Do I have to explain to you again, Don? This is like
Brody. See what I put up with,
Don? This is like up for grabs again. And trying to explain yours was specifically about the marriage,
Brody. You understand,
Brody?
Right?
You're a tool. No offense.
No, Brody's not a tool.
No. Brody's a great man. I think it was a nice attempt. I just don't.
It's not what I would say, Don. Did you think at any point I was talking about like would you? I didn't also add golf, shooting a 63. And having a threesome, but you're cheating on your wife. I'm not including the wife.
It was under the assumption that you were free.
Thank you.
Easily the most anticipated sporting event of the year, the pickleball showdown between Team DiPietro and Rothenberg and Team Anita Marks and Amani Toomer.
This is big.
It's Sunday, May 5th at Pickleball America. That's in Stamford, Connecticut. Pre-game coverage kicks off on ESPN New York at 9 a.m. with a live broadcast hosted by Anita Marks as she sets the stage. Then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the pickleball showdown for the ages. Be there on May 5th to witness this showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. Don, tell us about a car.
Get more in a new Mazda with Ramsey Mazda. Over 750 new vehicles available and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup. Like the new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive, leased for just $199 a month at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN RM667991. MSRP $26,445. Ends 4/30/24.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. The Point God.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
Blake Snell was put on the IL for the Giants with an abductor injury, so he could be out for a bit. And why would you sign anybody that missed an entire spring training? Why? Didn't make sense. And he was working out. No, he's not working out pitching against major league hitters. He's not. Under the watchful eye of a major league staff, he's not. There's no way he's going to come into this season in the same shape as if he had spent the entire spring training. Once it hit the halfway point of spring training, thanks for the effort. We're not signing you.
That's
two,
good.
2-1 now, right? You had one. Yeah. I had one on Monday. Now I have one today. 2-1. It's going to come down to last.
I got
to
win the next two, then.
And you know, it's not fair because that should be worth more than one because that was a hell of a point.
I didn't hear what it was, honestly. My headphones weren't on yet. What do you say?
Forget it.
Was something good?
Oh, you should listen to the show. It's good.
He really didn't have a vested interest in who was going to be the point guard.
No, I heard it was him.
Because he knew it wasn't him.
Yeah, I heard it was him, and I checked out.
I kind of respect that.
Yeah, I mean, what do I know I lost. I mean, move on to the next day.
So you know what? For a little bit, I actually felt bad about the line I had yesterday. Now I feel good about it.
So because I said I don't care about your point,
well,
guy,
I don't care about your feelings now.
You don't care about my
feelings.
The deepest emotional trauma I've experienced.
Not even a
because
little.
I said I didn't care about your point guy.
Yeah.
Isn't it telling, Don? Yesterday, like, he was angry that I came after the words that he uses on a broadcast. He equates that to going after one's personal life.
Well, what he's saying is that winning point guard gives him the same feeling as when he got married.
Well, it's on equal footing.
It's odd. Let's go to, but whatever.
Alice in Chatham. What's up, Alice?
Hi, Alice.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's
good,
up?
Yourself?
Oh, you know what? I'm calling because, guys, first of all, I listen to you every day.
Thank you.
And you make my evening. I listen to the morning show in the morning going into work. And I take my call. But I agree with you. Bowling is wonderful. Now, I can't bowl. But for people who are uncoordinated, such as myself, bowling is a good, easy sport. And I used to watch bowling all the time. I remember when ESPN used to have those alternate channel things where they would have pool, they would have bowling. They don't do that anymore. Why?
I don't know. I mean, remember when we were growing up, Alice, Chris Schenkel was like a huge star doing bowling. I mean, just he was a great broadcast. I defy anybody to go out with people they like. Like six people you like. Seven. So it's, you know, and not have a good time bowling.
Never.
I defy it. It can't be done. It's great. It's cheap food, beer, and a competition.
I do want to say, though, it depends where you are. Because Manhattan does not have cheap bowling. They only have expensive bowling.
But you know what? But expensive Manhattan. Bowling, I mean, it's still less expensive than a movie and not less expensive than...
I wouldn't go that far, but it's less expensive than other things.
How much fun did we have when we bowled at the Super Bowl? What city were we in? I don't remember.
All I know is Colin Kaepernick was next to us.
Right.
Bowled lefty.
No, he bowled without...
No, he bowled with his hand cupped.
Was actually
put his
smart.
Oh, he doesn't put his fingers in.
Yeah. Namath came by. I had a very unusual celebration when I...
Right in my face.
You were there, were you, Peter?
No, preemie.
Michael, he dared that I wouldn't be able to pick up the spare. I picked up the spare. And I basically gave him a lap dance in my celebration.
You gave Michael a lap dance?
Yeah, and one that I didn't want.
Who else was there for this event?
Hurley.
Joe
Andrew.
Namath. Joe Namath.
He did come by. Yeah. Joe Namath came by.
Did he kiss you on the cheek then? Was that?
No, that was in the studio.
Oh.
It was horrifying.
Greek tells me PBA bowling is on Fox Sunday, April 28th at 1 p.m.
It's not fair.
It's just not a thing.
And FS1 also has rights to bowling.
I wish it was. I wish bowling was golf. But we are a nation of stooges, and so golf has to be number one.
Look, I'll get behind anything.
All right, sure. So things are unraveling in Cincinnati. According to Adam Schefter, Bengals 3-time Pro Bowl defensive end Trey Hendrickson is requested to be traded from the Bengals. Hendrickson due to make $15 million this year looking for a new deal. And then later on, Adam tweets out, Bengals franchise wide receiver T. Higgins also is requested to be traded, being that there have been no contract talks with the team now in over a year. So you might have T. Higgins and Brandon Ayuk available to be traded for.
Their philosophy in Cincinnati is just not to pay a lot of money.
Now, except...
That's smart, isn't it? Like, they're going to pay Burrow because that's who they have to pay. But if you take a look, they're not overly active in free agency. They don't pay a lot of money. But every single year, they're in a position to win. So these guys are going, but they're going to have the financial wherewithal to be able to replace these guys. So, listen, you can say that going about it's the wrong way because those are really talented players that want out, but that's the philosophy they have, and you can't say it's not working. They've been to a Super Bowl. They're a perennial playoff team when Burrow's been healthy.
And a lot of people are saying that the Vikings are going to have to trade Jefferson. They're not going to be able to pay him. He's going to make over $30 million a year.
The money for the wide receivers are getting crazy, right? Those are really good players. Those are terrific players.
But what's a wide receiver unless you have a great quarterback?
That is true.
So you can have a great wide receiver, and if you have a bad quarterback, he's not great.
Well, Detroit thinks they've got a good one.
Yeah, and they're trying to do an extension with Goff now.
Right.
But, I mean...
But Minnesota's still looking, right?
Minnesota doesn't have a quarterback.
So it's nice to have Jefferson. It'll make whoever the quarterback is better, but it's not going to get you over the top.
There's never been, as far as I could remember... A bigger end than the one that we're talking a lot about bowling.
Yeah.
And we've worked this blue.
Oh, we've worked this blue before.
Not like this.
Yeah, what could happen during ENN?
This is as blue a show that I haven't been a part of.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.